Blackstone Audio presents The Witch of Hebron by James Howard Kunstler. A World Made by Hand novel. This book is for my wingmen, Adam Cromie and Duncan Crary. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Revelation chapter 3, verse 2. In the not-distant future, first, gasoline became scarce and expensive, and now it is simply gone. The automobile age is over. The electricity has flickered out. The computers are all down for good. The great corporations have fallen. Paper money is worthless. Two great cities have been destroyed. Epidemics have ravaged the population. The government isn't functioning. There may be a president, and he may be in Minneapolis, but it's little more than a rumor. The people of a little town named Union Grove in upstate New York endure, living very locally, in a world made by hand. The world beyond Washington County has become an unknown country. Chapter 1. Now it could not have been a more beautiful mid-October day in upstate New York in the year that concerns us, which has yet to come in history. Long jagged V's of honking Canada geese winged their way toward the Hudson River over Pumpkin Hill, where the crowns of the suffering maples blazed red and orange as if on fire, and the birch leaves glowed like golden coins, and the line of sumacs at the edge of Deaver's hayfields ran as vivid as blood against the darker margin of the woods, as though Pumpkin Hill were a living thing itself, with a pulsing interior. Some people in the nearby town of Union Grove might have said it was, since the habits of thought having to do with old, deadening certainties were yielding to another way of seeing and feeling the world that, instead, brought everything to life. Two boys and a yellow dog made their way up a dirt path along the Battenkill River, a tributary of the Hudson. In the low water this time of year, some gravel bars lay exposed, as bright and clean as the beaches on desert isles, and many fine trout lurked unmolested in the dark runs of cold water between the bars. Indeed, far fewer people were to be found angling there in these new times on a fall afternoon, when there was a harvest to get in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?